escalating
a criminal activity. And these ones are the areas that are
violent.
Soldiers wearing the uniforms of 6 different African countries huddle around a map at Strategic Command Post Karana. They are considering how to respond to deteriorating conditions in Karana, a diamond-rich African island where regional stability is threatened by well-financed gangs challenging an unpopular government. It looks and sounds real, but this strategy session is part of a training exercise designed to test newly created rapid response forces in each of Africa's 5 regions. 2 years of work is culminating this month in a combined operation involving 120 of the continent's best-trained crisis responders. The scenario may be fictitious, but Sibuyile Bam, head of the African Union Peace Support Operations Division, says Exercise Karana draws on real-life conflicts.
In the Exercise Karana, it's about an unstable government, a government that is unpopular, a government that is having challenges, security forces refusing to take command, security forces taking sides in the conflict, which is typical of most of the African countries when we have a conflict of this nature. We as the African Union coming in to support this government and ensure that it does its work.
The Exercise Karana scenario starts with a premise that AU peacekeepers have already been deployed. But since the mission arrived 4 months ago, conditions have worsened. Criminal gangs have seized control of a strategic diamond mine. Hundreds of people have been killed, tens of thousands of others displaced, and rogue elements are said to be using rape as a weapon to intimidate locals. South African Navy Captain Cobus Masdorp is part of a command post team considering what components to include in a rapid response mission.
The conditions are really dire in Karana. One of the main rebel groups had now gone into the political mainstream of the country, but an offspring from that rebel group has now become radical, and they are causing a lot of problems to the point where the capabilities of the African mission is being stretched almost beyond their own capability. We could possibly, in what happens in the next couple of days, have to strengthen the mission in Karana in terms of feet on the ground and equipment.
Leah Barasa is a training officer in a civilian component of the East Africa Standby Force based in Nairobi. She says a multidimensional response is needed to head off Karana's escalating crisis.
We are looking at peace support operations as in establishing governance structures that will enable the Karana country to stabilize, especially the justice systems, the human rights commissions that are being seen in the Karana region, especially the sexual and gender-based violence, the child protection issues, and the whole situation where people do not feel safe anymore.
In a speech marking the start of Exercise Karana, AU Commission Chairman Jean Ping said, "The regional standby forces give Africa greater ownership of peace and security on the continent." He said the need for a homegrown force was underscored by the world's inadequate response to crises in places like Rwanda and Somalia.
The international community could not always be relied upon to address all the threats to peace and security on the African continent. Indeed, Somalia and Rwanda were painful lessons for us all.
Exercise Karana planner Cobus Masdorp predicts Africa's rapid response units will be a model for global peacekeepers of the future.
I'm no prophet, but I can tell you this. Once we have operationalized the African Standby Force and we had deployed and people get used to the fact that we have this tool, the African Standby Force will become a global peace force. I can guarantee you that.
Exercise Karana is set to conclude October 29th. Results will be presented at a joint African Union-European Union summit next month in Libya. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.